You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Friday night.
Yeah.
City.
Hey.
Cold, freezing, right?
A little bit.
Well, freezing.
For those of us who grew up on the East Coast, this is not
warm weather.
It's just warm weather.
What's warm? You know what I noticed? People go to Starbucks. You know these drive-ins?
Right.
Yeah. I could tell you, there was a lineup at Starbucks. Because I was going to go myself.
Right.
And I said, oh, I want to go. And it was lined up with all these people. That's L.A. You know, it's cold. They go there. So it's going to be it'll be a popular place to go is Starbucks.
Exactly.
Anyway, welcome to our show. What a crazy week it was.
Yes,
America, certainly. America the crazy.
Exactly.
We want to welcome everyone to Cameron Sports and Life. We'll be on the air for 9 years.
Wow,
that's really good. They said it would happen.
Yes, yay.
We're going to be 9 years in May 2018. I can't even think
awesome.
That far.
That's awesome.
I can't think that far. I go, God, what happened to Christmas? Christmas is coming. Thanksgiving's coming.
Yes.
And by the way, we're going to work on, I think, by Thanksgiving, because people want to hear our show probably after Thanksgiving.
Right.
And then we'll do the sales. I talk about sales or what sales they are. We'll talk about that. Anyway, we've got some wonderful guests tonight. We're going to have Ken Pfeiffer calling us from New Jersey.
Yay,
Ken Pfeiffer's been in the news because he is the director of Spain, Portugal, and China.
He's doing MUFON for those areas?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Oh, that's fabulous.
I couldn't believe it. I just, you know, you read their bios, you don't know.
Yeah.
And then possibly UFO follower and not... Richard Nixon's grandchild,
yeah.
Danny Cruz, and possibly psychic and astrologer and spiritual Shannon Lester.
Okay.
She was the lady that was in Las Vegas.
Shannon Lester? Oh, yeah, the gal that got
remember
shot.
Remember I had a show
yeah,
I had, she was
yeah.
on. And then we got, and then Candy may come next week, but I told Candy that people want to see a guest. Says the same thing again and again. You got to make it fresh and new. Right? That's what I tell her. But Candy, I think, is a little mad at me. But that's all right.
Well,
and then possibly Jose Escamilla.
I'm looking forward to
he's
seeing
doing better.
Jose.
He's doing better because the bars are, the alcohol is being lightened. He's doing better. And also, we'll talk about the American Heroes Air Show in Lakeview Terrace,
mm-hmm.
or Hanson Hills, if you want to make it more of that. And then we'll have... Dia Los Muertos. We got places you can go.
Dia Los Muertos is fini, though.
I'm going to give you a copy. See, yeah. I have a copy for my co-host.
Oh, thank you so much.
You got to have a copy. They're
going to
have
so many
events. I'm going, wow. Yeah, you're going, wow, what all these events. So we're gonna share it with everybody. Even we got states that have events. All over the country.
Oh, really? It's spread that much? That's great.
Yeah.
That is what I'm very happy about.
And then what I was going to tell folks, I'm going to mention the local events in Canoga Park, and then they're going to have one in downtown L.A. So it'll be fun.
Yes.
Yeah, it's called First Bud the Park?
Grand Park?
Grand Park, yeah.
Grand Park, yeah.
Grand Park. I remember when they were thinking about it.
Oh, all those meetings. I went to all those meetings and discussions of what's going in and who, you know, everybody's opinions and all the buildings.
We know who's going to play. You know who's going to play
It's all different
there.
Now.
The Rolling Stones.
Wow.
Are going to play in
Grand Park. A free concert.
Really?
Allegedly.
Sad
to say allegedly because,
yes.
you know, the world that we live in, you don't know.
Right.
Right?
It'll be
right.
just, I'll go up on the roof of my building and I'll listen to it from there. Because otherwise it's going to be insane. To
especially when you say shmata about, you know that song, his song, you remember about, when he talks about New York?
I don't remember that.
He did a song about Manhattan. The Stone.
I met him, well, I didn't really meet him. I basically nearly ran physically into him. In a shop in Manhattan, I was amazed that he was like only my height, skinny little
tiny.
Thing, very tiny. But you know who's kind of really creepy in his own lovely way?
Who's that?
It's his guitarist.
Oh, Ronnie Wood?
No, the other one.
Ronnie Wood's about 74.
Keith Richards.
Keith Richards.
So I was at the Tyco Drummers at the City Center years ago. And this was in the 80s. And Keith Richards was there with Howard Johnson, the jazz musician. Right, and they were sitting right behind me. And I just, you know, when we got up to leave, I was well next to him. And he's really very tall. But it's kind of like you wouldn't want to run into him in a dark alley, ladies.
That's telling you a
little
bit.
It was kind of a little creepy.
And Keith Richards had another child.
Yeah, he's a lovely person.
Oh, we got a Ken.
Beautiful wife and children, yeah.
We got our buddy Ken Pfeiffer. Ken Pfeiffer, how are you, sir? Hello.
Hello, Cameron.
How are you doing? I should say.
Hey, how you doing? Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you, Ken. Congratulations. Now you're
in
Portugal for MUFON. You're doing China. I don't know how you do it, my friend. He's got...
Tell you what. It just kind of confused me the other day. I'm thinking to myself, you know, how do people report these sightings? I'm not really sure if MUFON's website is set up for Chinese or not. We're only getting reports from English-speaking people, but I could be wrong. I'm not really sure. I'm going to have to check into that
I have to say, ni hao,
Ken.
Hello.
Ken, I have a gal who is Chinese from Hong Kong originally, and she goes back periodically, and she has a UFO group over there. Do you want me to kind of put her in touch with you?
Oh, that would be great. I'd love to. I'd love to speak to her and ask her to go on MUFON's website to see if it is set up for Chinese-speaking people, because I'm sure I'm working on about 40 cases right now in China, but 99% of them are in English, which is great. You know, I don't have to translate through Google, but just ask her if how the website is set up, and I'd like to know myself. That'd be great.
Okay, that's good. And by the way, here's the sighting from tonight when I was coming here.
It's afternoon
downtown. I see this big light, this kind of diamond-shaped light in the sky, and I'm like, is that a helicopter? What the heck is that? So I get to the traffic light and look, you know, it turns red, I stop. And when I look back up, being gone, I roll down the window, no helicopter sounds, nothing. I'm looking all over, nothing in the air. So I was like, perhaps it was a warning not to take the 110, and of course I didn't listen.
Oh, wow.
And I got stuck.
Well, the 110, I've been in California. My son got married north of Carlsbad. What's the name of that town?
Carlsbad? Oceanside.
San Marcos? Yeah, that's it.
Oceanside.
He was married there about 5 years ago, and as a matter of fact, we have some UFO photos in his wedding pictures. He was married right... We stayed at a beautiful home right there on the ocean in... what was it? Sunnyside, you say?
Oceanside.
Yeah, that's right. Oceanside. As a matter of fact, that's where part of Top Gun, from what they tell me, was... a film there at the house where Tom Cruise and the girl, I forget her name,
Kelly.
Where they were. That house is right there, located, where we were staying, right down the street. So, no, we have some UFO photos from the wedding pictures that I have.
See, when you go, the UFO follows you.
Wherever you go.
Yeah, I got to publish them. And now, what town were you in when you saw the UFO?
Oh, tonight, downtown Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, you never know. You probably did see something. As a matter of fact, I have a couple cases I wanted to run by Cameron there. There was one here.
Okay.
It was October 22nd, 2 weeks ago, I guess, in Santa Ana, California.
Uh-huh.
Someone saw something strange. It says here on Sunday around 3 p.m., three of us saw a very strange object in the sky at a 90 degree straight up. Now, I did send a photo. Did you get the photo I sent you, Cameron,
about
this?
Yes, I got to see it. It's very interesting.
That's a spectacular photo. It really is. And she says, you're sitting on our back patio. One of us noticed something odd in the sky, and we watched it. It was not moving like a plane or balloon, but was stationary, hovering, and would only turn. it was so distant that you could only see it with the naked eye when the sun reflected off of it. Now, that picture I sent you, that's been enlarged. So in all reality, the object was pretty far up, and thank God she had a good camera, because we were able to enlarge the photo to so it'll stand out a little bit better. And then she says, appearing cigar-shaped, comparing it to a cigar-shaped UFO sitting online, it's the only thing we came up with. So I took some photos with my 500-millimeter lens and then enlarged them. Also viewed it with binoculars. We just thought it was interesting and curious and got tired of watching it after 30 minutes or so. So apparently this thing just kind of hovered in the sky for quite a while, I'm assuming.
Mm. Well, interesting. You know why? Because Santa Ana's been getting a lot of sightings recently, especially when MUFON had a meeting, I forgot, was it a month ago, 2 months ago? A lot of stuff came from Santa Ana. Because Santa Ana is near Disneyland.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right in that area, mm-hmm. So they have a lot. And also...
Now, I'm not familiar with Santa Ana. Is there anything special in Santa Ana that would be drawing these UFOs to that area?
Well, they have... Santa Ana is an older town. It's a Latino town. But what's neat about Santa Ana is you go, you feel a lot of the old Orange County.
Oh, also, there were reports years ago of some strange creatures living in the sewer system or something.
Oh,
the
really?
Water draining system. Yeah, some strange creatures that would also get into people's houses.
In
Santa Ana? Yeah. One gal was supposedly, she was out walking her dog, and this thing kind of attacked her, and she got into a pickup, and luckily she had called her boyfriend, so he came out. I think he may have had a gun or something. And shot at them again.
Wow.
Weird
wow.
stuff. There's wow. so much weird stuff in the world.
That's incredible. There's one more I wanted to run by you guys.
Sure.
This was October 30th, the day before for Halloween. This was East Lake, California. And the witness said here, driving home from work along Otay Lakes Road around 9:30 p.m., I saw a hovering dark triangular object over Jamal Mountains. Near a rock quarry, from what he says here. I looked up on a map to see if there may be a power station to explain what I saw. I was looking for this object because I saw the same object near the same area on my way home from work around 5:30 a.m. on 28/17, 2 days earlier. This morning, the object was hovering but appeared to be teetering a bit. I saw at least one small red light and a few pale red lights and smallish, bluish colored lights all around the bottom edges of the dark object. Those times, the view became occluded with the mountains, and I couldn't find it when I was in the clear after that. Perhaps you could see if there are any power stations or something nearby. There is a tiny airport on the road I was taking in just south of where I saw the object. So he saw a pretty good sighting of a triangular shaped object, and they seem to be dominating what people are seeing these days. Instead of circular craft and flying saucers and orbs, we're getting a lot of triangle sightings. And
interesting.
It's really strange. I'm not sure what it's all about.
Well, you know what? Also, I was going to mention...
I've not heard anything in my meetings.
Addendum to Ken's work. There was a cat face. Did you see the cat face? A human-like face that was in the moon.
Oh!
You can see it in the moon.
Oh,
and
how
people,
fun.
Oh, really?
I'm going to bring my camera up and show you guys. It really happened. And people freaked out. It was in the UFO sightings. And it talked about, like, the face looked like a human. And the cat face had the cat smiling.
Well, that would have been fun if they did that, because there's the base up on the other side of the moon, so maybe they went over there and
that's what it was
to celebrate the holiday.
Maybe
it was a Halloween hoax too. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, another quick thing I was going to mention to Ken is they had this glowing door war found in Earth's moon entrance. It was a base. And we've heard about this base because when I talked to Jose, he has photos of this base. And we're going to, when he comes on, we'll get more into it. And then there was an alien face found in an ancient cave in Puerto Rico just a day ago. And it was found in an area where people are, you know, up in the north of Puerto Rico. And what's going on right now in Puerto Rico is they didn't get any electricity. And I understand is that, you know what country's helping them? China.
Wow.
China has to help someone from the United States. Very interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
they seem to be getting their hands in a lot of things, China, these days.
China
the Chinese do want a presence in the Caribbean because they want to get into the fishing market.
Oh, yeah.
More fishing market, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know why the United States just doesn't make Puerto Rico a state.
Because they keep arguing.
I'm sure about what it's all about going on.
Yeah, they're in Puerto Rico, they're arguing back and forth whether they want to be a state, whether
well,
they want
look
to be
what the president did.
They can't even figure
our illustrious president.
Do. What did he do now?
Well, he didn't give him aid. That's what happened.
I thought he got something going, no?
No.
I thought I heard something.
No. No, I talked to John Travolta's group.
Uh-huh.
He's sending a plane there. You know, John Travolta has been very active in Puerto Rico,
he
was in Haiti.
Good.
He's sending food and everything from California and all over to go to Puerto Rico.
Good.
Very neat.
Good for them.
You
they should be proactive.
You don't see that. Puerto Rico, we have that wonderful president. I can't say his name, but I could say I tried to get an interview, personally, because, you know, we tried to get interviews.
Yeah.
And guess what the White House said?
What?
They said, I'm subversive. I haven't heard that in 5 years.
You're a subversive.
Subversive reporter. So I said, I'll get you some fake news. Anyway, I had to go through general. You know what I told the general?
What?
I go, I have pictures of you with a young girl about 4 years ago. Do you want me to release it? Kelly.
Uh-huh.
And Kelly would say, well, what pictures? We're going to release them. Kelly had an affair with a young girl. She was 17. So Kelly is not looking too good. Did we get any
oh my
news
God.
Stories? No,
that's
Kelly
like
was,
CNN. They're not a news network anymore. They're just an anti. They're
anti-Trump.
A political party anymore.
Yeah, they've always been here for so long. We don't take the political side because what I found is when I interview people, you want to be so objective. You do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
You want to be objective. You don't want to take either side. And you know, the Democrats had their bad week. Elizabeth Warren, who I met, and she's very, very nice lady, Elizabeth Warren. So she says, rigged election. And I could, the words were true because of Bernie Sanders. And Bernie, really, they should have let him talk.
Yeah, there was all of that. I was watching a lot of C-SPAN this week, too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on. There was
about the Democrats. So Democrats
get your asking act together. Inappropriate questions about Professor Barrett's religious beliefs.
Right.
Even though she verified that she would always go by the law, not by her religious conviction.
Who are you talking about?
There was before the Judicial Committee.
Oh. And Hillary. If it was Hillary, she's...
There's even more stuff coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
Her stealing from Bernie. Oh, it's too much.
See, when you come on my show?
I know.
Too much news.
I'm learning.
You're learning from us. Yeah. But anyway, last thing I was going to talk about is there was a woman in the news that had twin... kids, and she was the mother for her kid and a Chinese baby.
She was a surrogate carrying two.
No,
two
she was. I guess they did a test tube thing. It was in the news.
Oh, I missed that one.
I see these crazy stories.
Hey, I just posted a pretty good article. If you guys get a chance to check
it
out,
I
have a photo of an alien entity was photographed in Argentina by the police. It's on my website, there, worldufophotosandnews.org. So if you guys get a chance, check it out.
Now, one of your websites I was going to mention, it wouldn't let us get in. Is there a problem with one of your websites?
That's on the UFO news website. It's worldufophotosandnews.org.
Okay.
I got like 2,200 UFO case files on there, and of course my photo. I got 12,000 photos on my photo website, worldufophotos.org. So, you know, check them out. And I got a lot of galleries, a lot of ghost galleries.
Right.
And I just updated my strange gallery. I have some
have you
really
seen the
strange
stuff. Cassandra?
Stuff. I think I have about a thousand strange photos on my gallery right now.
Ken?
Okay. Word UFO.
Yes, you want to know
World
your
WorldUFOPhotos.org, did you say, Ken?
Yes, yeah, WorldUFOPhotos.org.
Okay, good. Because I was.
And the other one is World UFO Photos and News.org.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm the founder of a Christian religion too. We could talk about this for hours. It's called the HeavensRangers.
.net. I've heard of that. We'll do a show on that on Heaven's Ranger because there's something coming out. You know, a lot of the religious leaders that say they're religious have had experience with aliens, and I had a guy that's going to come on our show talk about it.
Well, that was that group that I went to this week, you know. They did UFO spirituality and yoga. They were really very interesting, and they rarely...
And they talked about evangelists not being honest, and that's what's been happening, where phenomena's been coming up.
Well, Reverend Farrakhan has had meetings and stuff.
Farrakhan, so you know who else?
A lot of videos.
You know who the latest is?
No, what's he?
The latest is the one who was Obama's church. He's had a sighting. I don't remember.
Reverend White?
I don't remember. I think
Reverend White. Yeah.
Yeah.
White.
Say, I don't remember that.
Right.
You're funny when you do politics. You move on. You say, who are they again? What are they? Anyway, Ken, thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, thanks again. I appreciate being on. You guys got a great show, and maybe I'll see you next Friday.
Thanks so much. Thanks, we'd love to have you. You know that.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to take another call about Los Huertos. Los Días de los Muertos. Hello, welcome on.
Yes,
go ahead.
How are you?
Good.
Is this Cameron?
This is he. Who's this?
Okay, Cameron. This is Mark Duarte.
Hey, how you doing,
I'm
man?
I'm with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
Right. And you're going to tell us about the wonderful, it's a holiday called Los Días de los Muertos. Is my Spanish good?
It's good.
Day of the Dead.
The R a little bit more.
My birthday, by the way, is November 1st, so this has always been a very important holiday for me, the Day of the Dead. We're Italian descent, so we do kind of the same thing, go to the cemetery, sit down, have a meal with talk to the deceased, make that connection.
You know what's funny? They have something in Canoga Park every year. They have Los Días de los Muertos, and they're all gang. People, they hang up. I said, I saw them 4 years ago.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm just listening to everybody talking. I didn't want to talk on top of you.
And you know what's funny?
They have
gang members that they honor. I didn't know that. Anyway, so tell us about El Día de los Muertos.
Yes, Día de los Muertos is celebrated on November 1st and November 2nd.
Okay.
And we are having a fiesta for the Dia de los Muertos here in Lancaster.
Yay!
At the Memorial.
All right. And
where did you say that was going to be held?
It's going to be held in Lancaster, California.
The address is
808 Lancaster Boulevard. It's located on the corner of Lancaster and Challenger. And you can't miss it because we're going to have a big stage set up. It's going to be decorations. There's going to be a lot of people, a lot of vendors. There's going to be food. We have folklorio dancers. We have a group coming all the way from East L.A. They're called Casa de Calacas.
They do Mexican
music and Top 40 music. They're very entertaining. They have a page on the YouTube.
Okay.
And we're very proud to have them.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have an opening ceremony by some Aztec dancers, so that it's customary for the Aztec dancers to bring the souls to the family.
Oh, wow.
And that's the whole idea behind the flowers and all the food that they lay out. It's so that those loved ones that are gone to the next world will come, and you're spending the day with them.
You have a
picnic, and you enjoy their company and their memory. And at the end of the day, once the celebration is over, the Aztec dancers are going to do another dance to send them back to their resting place.
Wow.
It's a fabulous tradition.
I went to a ceremony, I was at Tia Achua, the one in Silmar. They had one last year.
Oh, yeah.
It was very moving. And by the way, you got food there? People ask me, are you going to have food at this?
Well, we're going to have food too. So, it's all part of it. And we also invite people to come and make their own altars in memory of their loved ones. We're going to have a Katrina contest. for the best looking Katrina. And we're also having dignitaries there. It's going to be a whole day of fun for the whole family.
That's going to be tomorrow, correct?
That tomorrow, it's going to be at 12 noon till 6 in the evening. And we invite everybody to come and bring their families and have a good time. We haven't done this in the Antelope Valley in a few years. We're bringing it back, and we're bringing it back strong. We have a 60% Latino community here in the Antelope Valley, and we want to show them that we are about culture. We're about helping everybody, not just Latinos. We want everybody to come out so they can learn about our traditions and our customs.
Well, I think it's important for the whole nice United States to be thinking about this and not be so frightened about death. I mean, that's the thing I love about Day of the Dead. It was teaching you not to be frightened of it. And so it helps people's well-being.
Because if you stop and think about it, the whole thing about cemeteries has become a scary thing since we were kids. And I think of it has to do with some of the Hollywood movies that came out.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
There's always bad things. Yeah. Right? Am I right?
Oh, yes. This whole need to scare everybody and get everybody upset and feeling gruesome things is just not right. Especially since we have a lady here, eventually we will talk to her, who's doing a wonderful tribute to Billie Holiday, and it's her memory should always be. What can I tell you?
Now you're going to have this event. This is going to be at at Joshua Memorial Park.
Yes, Joshua Memorial Park in the city of Lancaster.
Okay, they're very kind.
It's very easy to find.
Okay, cool. Well, if I'm able to go, I will go tomorrow. Tomorrow puts the cover.
Well, if you're able to, come on and you'll recognize us. We're going to be wearing event staff shirts, and you can look for anybody in the chamber,
and we'll
be so happy to have you.
Okay. Well, cool. I'm excited about it, and every time I would go to an event for Los Dias de los Muertos, it's very interesting because my ancestors are with me.
Yes.
It's an interesting event.
Yes.
And by the way, thank you so much. And if you want any more information, it's at 808 Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster. And are you going to have a map so people can go where to the
site? If they Google it on their Google map or something, it'll pop right up there.
Cool.
It's not hard to find. It's very easy. You take the 14 freeway north.
Okay.
Toward the Antelope Valley, you exit on Avenue K. You go west Avenue K, and you make a right, and you go until you hit Challenger, and you make a left, and it's on the left hand side.
We got directions.
Great,
that was wonderful.
We're
gonna get you.
Everybody to show up. You know, it's gonna be a fun event.
It's gonna be fun. I'd like to see it. And by the way, everyone who wants to celebrate Dia de los Muertos, please go. And it's going to start from 12, and it's going to end at 6, right? Is that right?
You got it. It's
all
perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. I listen to my guests well. Okay, cool. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for doing the event. And have a wonderful
spiritual event with your ancestors. It's wonderful.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much for calling in. We appreciate it. And that was...
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Anyway, that's a wonderful thing if you've never gone. So anyway, back to Billie Holiday. That's my show. We can go back and forth. Now, Billie Holiday, you've come here before.
Yes.
And we have in live her, Sybil Harris.
Yes.
And Sybil's been in many, many things in the biz, right?
Of course.
Of course, good. And now... You're going to perform this at Barbara Morrison Performing Arts Theater, is that right?
Yes, the legend.
And that'll be
Barbara Morrison.
This Sunday?
This Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday, okay. And
next week.
How much are tickets?
Tickets are $30 general and $25 for seniors, 65.
Very good. That's a good deal.
And we have group rates available, and we're doing a huge fundraiser gala for the last show, December 3rd, for Don Sutherland, who is in Africa doing amazing things with
children. Oh, yeah.
So we're going to donate to that cause. So we're very excited.
Now, what I'd love you to do is have someone take a film of your performance,
uh-huh.
and you know, of seeing. You know, Diana Ross was great.
Yes.
But we like to see another perspective.
Yes.
Of course. You get someone with a camera, and that would be great because then it would open up the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people even asked me. I was at a, you know, we go to schools. You know what someone asked me? About Billie Holiday. Some of the kids wanted to know.
Right.
And because of the education system, they look, you know, a few books. Right. They don't have much.
Not much at all.
Not much on Billie Holiday. Mm-hmm. One of the kids in San Fernando.
Sojourn the Truth and Rosa Parks. And
Dr.
King are the primary things that they push.
Yes.
But Billie Holiday is important because Billie Holiday brought about
She was
lovely.
Tell us a little about Billie Holiday. We don't, you know, for all of the people that heard about her,
A lot of people don't know what our show is doing. The reason it's called Billie Holiday Front and Center is because a lot of people don't know her real struggles with childhood, incarceration,
drugs,
people don't
all
know
of that stuff.
Like the drugs, people are like, oh yeah, we know she was on drugs, and I was
but
like,
then they arrested
her
in the hospital.
Yes,
that was
on
hideous.
Her deathbed.
Yes,
on her deathbed.
Yes, that was.
And she had like $700 to her name and no money.
Yeah,
just
wow.
Penniless, and it was very, very distraught. And I mean, in her career, the height of her career, Billie Holiday during her, you know, great time, she was making like $250,000 a year. Or more.
Mm-hmm.
So she was making so much money with her gift of voice.
What led her to lose all that? Because you're getting
$250
a year.
Drugs and like the wrong marriages that, you know,
drugs?
They weren't managing
her
money correctly. And, you know, and she's not conscious in her mind of really what's going on.
Right.
And, you know, people will use you and drain
take
you
advantage
dry.
Of
take
you,
advantage
of you, yes.
Take advantage and, you know, and so that's... That's what happened. So our show tells it starts in her life at age 10, and it goes on up through her life, and just the different vignettes of snippets of, you know, her relationship with her mom, her relationship with different men.
Right.
And I have my amazing musical director here.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome
thank
to
you.
The Cameron Sports and Life.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
So he's the director?
He's our musical director.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Now,
this is Casey.
I have a question for both of you, because when you hear Billie Holiday, you know, I was listening to the Japanese channel because I speak Japanese.
Wow.
And they have a big collection of Billie Holiday records. You wouldn't believe it.
The Japanese
love Billie Holiday.
Yeah.
And in fact, they have a museum they built on the great artist. She's there. She's been inducted in Japan. Now, tell us about her famous music, her songs.
Oh, my goodness. From
people that don't know.
One of her most famous songs was Strange Fruit. And why that was so monumental is because it spoke about lynching. And nobody else did that. Nobody else would take a platform. And so her song, you know, about southern trees bear a strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the root, you know. And that voice, that outcry went out where she, in her own way, was like, you know, again, being a trailblazer, you know, taking that step outside the box to say, I'm going to talk about this in song to bring awareness to that heinous crime of the lynching.
Lynching was hideous. And
horrible.
And actually, more white people were actually lynched, because I've seen the statistics in the library. More white people were lynched, but at the end of lynching, it was only black people who were getting lynched.
Right.
You know, people still were behaving very badly.
Yes.
South... You know, like you were saying, Cassandra, the South, because of all the injustices in the South, you had the slavery, and then what we did for slavery, we did nothing. America still owes, this is my platform, we still owe people money for what happened.
Well, there's no recognition for any of the white slaves that were dumped in this country from the beginning of colonial time.
Mm-hmm.
There were tons, and they were treated, the Irish and the Scottish slaves that were drafted because they were criminals or whatever, but they were given to people and they were really treated heinously because they got them for free, so they didn't have to worry. They weren't spending money.
Right.
That's true. And then I was going to ask you one thing about Billie Holiday. So now Billie Holiday, how long did she live? You know, what was her lifespan?
She lived to age 44, I believe. Oh. And then she passed.
That's a
1959.
That's an interesting numerological 44, that kind of.
Oh, she lived 44 fast. Because 44 in those days was like 70.
Yes.
Those days.
And I think she looked like she was probably in her late 70s at the time.
Yeah, because, you know, it's a horrific time in American history.
Yes.
Now, tell us about, when she died, she had nothing. She was broke.
She was broke.
And where'd she live? Where'd she...
Philadelphia was like her final place. She's laid to rest there.
In Philly?
Yes.
So when I go to MUFON convention, I'll get the...
Yeah, they have her gravesite and everything, so she's there in Philly.
When you see the play, when you're performing her, tell us what, the energy, because I know you put on a wonderful show. Tell us about the energy of playing Billie Holiday.
Well, I just people have said in their responses that you're up there channeling Billie, mm-hmm. We feel like you've taken us back in time, because there are still many people who have seen her perform. A lot of the people that come to the show have actually, I was there when Billie did this. I was there back in this year. So they remember.
Right. Yes.
And they recall just being mesmerized by her presence. And, she wasn't she didn't move around a lot, but the essence of her being and what she brought to song was amazing. So I just tried to duplicate that in my performance.
Because, I heard you saying, maybe we get you to do a sample.
I can. That's not a problem.
She's going to do a sample of Billie Holiday.
Okay.
That would be lovely.
You ready?
This is Sybil Harris, so go ahead.
Lady sings the blues. She's got them bad. She feels so sad. And now the world will know just what the blues is all about.
Lovely. You have her intonations going down. Her intonations.
By the way,
song, yeah.
Sybil, do you have a CD on your recording of her?
No, we don't have a CD of our show.
Too bad.
We'll work on that, musical director.
Matt, we gotta get the CD out.
We are on YouTube. If you go on YouTube and punch in Billie Holiday front and center, it'll come up. Our snippets from the show. We opened in South Pasadena when I came on your show last year. We world premiered. To standing room only, sold out performances. So if people want to come to our show, I strongly encourage you to go on Brown Paper Tickets and get your tickets, because it's already crazy right now. We're opening tomorrow, and I've been on.
Well, it is the adrenaline.
Yeah, it's the adrenaline. People are calling and trying to get tickets, and blah, 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 it's a lot going on.
Now, knowing about Billie Holiday, was there any family at the end? Did she have family?
No, she never had children. She always wanted children. She was married, a few times, and there's other relatives related to her father's side, her mother's side, who still live on, but no, she never had family of her own.
She's one of those artists that you think about, it didn't get recognition. Mm-hmm. They will, when Diana Ross played her in 72.
Mm-hmm.
That was good, but we'd like to know more about Billie Holiday.
Yeah, right.
We want to know more.
So come to this show, you will know so much more about
her. Well, we got to see it.
You got
to
come.
So would you like to go see her show, Billie Holiday?
I would love to go see it.
So we're going to have an LA Talk Radio night at the theater.
Come December 3rd.
And by the way,
that's our final show.
Okay.
By the way, are there good places to eat around there?
Oh, man, you're in the
middle. Yeah, give her a challenging question.
Yes, there's Aki Bambu. That's a Jamaican cuisine restaurant. Do you know some more places around there? Because you're in the Murray Park a lot.
Well, I usually get the guy that's cooking tacos out back at the World Stage.
tacos.
Are you in that's the theater.
He's the music.
You kind of walk down an alley, not an alley, but like a little courtyard area, and there was like a coffee shop over there.
Right.
Oh, they made the best coconut cake.
Yes.
I haven't been over there in a long, because I used to go over to the middle school, that's right,
Audubon.
Yeah.
Yes.
When I was doing my early training as an elementary school teacher, we had to train there. So we'd always go into Lermert Park. It's such a beautiful neighborhood.
It's a beautiful
neighborhood. And one of the priests that I knew from the Episcopal Church bought a house in that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Those are darling houses.
Beautiful.
That whole neighborhood
homes.
Is fabulous.
Yes.
Yes.
Beautiful.
And I think you're getting a subway station, aren't you, eventually getting one down there?
Yes, they're working on that. If you like, it's a lot of construction going on, because the whole Crenshaw Quarter area, it's like the new boom town.
Yes.
You know,
good.
Gentrification is happening, and it's like
LA needs to. you know, like that renovate, was, renovate this whole place.
Yes.
But what
yes.
they're doing little by little. Mm-hmm. And I noticed downtown L.A., where oh, you took no. me, oh. was, I didn't recognize it. Because she lives, you live by Angel's Flight, right?
Yeah, I live a block away from
a block away from Angel's
Flight. I'm on Grand Avenue. You live by the Disney Concert Hall in that area.
That's beautiful. You know what they're trying to do in Lower Park area? They're trying to make it be like the cultural theatrical place.
It should be,
they have
yes.
the Vision Theater there. They have Barbara's. They mm-hmm. have Fernando Pullum, who has a theater
yeah, sure.
space there. So the Regency West. So there's a lot of different small venues. The World Stage. Mm-hmm. That's where Casey jams. He does his jam
session.
Yeah,
we met at the World Stage.
Yeah. So they're trying. They're putting the money into that and making it
fabulous.
I think it's a good thing because Garcetti, who's the mayor,
yes.
has been all about bringing the city to the people.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And that's wonderful because you got to do that.
You have
now, to. Now we got to talk to your musical director.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask him all the hard questions.
Yes.
All
right.
So tell us about what you do. What does a musical director do?
Well, for this project, Sybil was talking about how she, you know, she channels Billie Holiday. So we try to let her effectively channel Billie Holiday and not distract her with sounds that don't sound anything like what would have happened, you know. So we try to keep the music, you know, period jazz, not a bunch of modern bebop,
right.
modern stuff all over the place. But yeah, we have a great band.
So you have a band backing her up.
Yeah,
right?
So there's a quartet. You know, we've got a quartet with Fritz Wise on drums, Michael Soche on upright bass.
Let's give him a little. PR. That's okay.
David Patterson on tenor sax.
David Patterson, yay!
So I'm lucky to work with these guys, and yeah, they're making me look good.
How has the experience been for you working with Sybil and the cast?
It was great. You know, last year we did it for the first time. And
You were here last year.
So yeah, that was great.
Phenomenal.
Tell them about your nomination. You have to tell them.
We wrote two original songs for this play together.
Okay.
She had the, you know, the lyrics.
CD.
She had the lyrics and just exactly how it wanted to go in her mind, the melody and everything. And so the chords were there, but I had to find them inside of her somehow, right?
Well, you know what's tough, like you brought up, is when you have an artist like her, she has a wonderful range of music, and you're trying to learn, you know, you're doing your thing, and sometimes it's tough because there is that thing of meeting of the minds.
Yeah.
Okay, because you gotta understand her, she understand you. So
he's
let me ask
excellent.
You a question.
He's excellent.
You guys are gonna do this great play. Will you take it to Broadway?
Love to.
Yes, let's do it.
I have my
great.
Buddy in Broadway.
Let's
I can tell him about your play.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
let's
if you're listening to me, my good buddy Uncle Earl, out there, he was a dancer with jazz. Uncle Earl, I gotta introduce you to Uncle Earl.
You have to.
Uncle Earl, if you're there, you gotta go.
I have to say this. This is not a shameless plug, but Casey was nominated for Best Musical Director for an award for our show.
That's
now, those
wonderful.
Awards come February next year.
Okay.
So he's nominated as Best Musical Director for a one person show, and I'm nominated for Best One Person Show. So we got two nominations.
That's the local Los Angeles thing?
This is the NAACP Theater Image Awards. It's huge.
Because they have, you know, it's funny, in L.A., we have the L.A. Times.
Yes.
And you break it up. They used to cover the theater wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But recently, they cut their staff, and they don't cover the theater. You know who's been covering? Trying the Daily News. And they're falling because shows like yours... phenomenal treat for people.
Yes.
That should be in the Daily News.
Yes.
Because then people will come out at Pasadena Evening Star. People, you know, see it. Now, you have the wonderful Phil Sokoff. He's great.
I love Philip.
Isn't he great?
Philip, we love you.
Yeah, Phil, why are you here? Anyway, so we're going to get
performing.
The play.
He's doing
by the way,
show.
The play will be this Saturday. Mm-hmm. At 8 p.m.,
Sunday.
Then you're going to have a
matinee
mm-hmm. on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then next Friday
and Sunday, I know the
8 p.m., I'll be on the air.
No
matter. We'll go that day. Sunday, you'll have a matinee again.
Uh-huh.
And then December, you'll have a late show. And Saturday, then you'll have a matinee.
Sunday.
It's great that you do the matinees.
Yes.
They're great.
Yeah.
Like New York, they have the matinees. Anyway, We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much.
And what I was going to say is,
thank you.
If you want more tickets, where do we go?
You go to Brown Paper Tickets.
Okay. And then they could, let's say they want to go to the event, go to the door, you know, the actual door. Could they
do that? The box office opens an hour prior to show.
Okay.
They can buy, so I say come early. Because I'm not even bragging about anything. I'm just honored and humbled to just have this experience. But people are coming, and I'm telling people,
right,
get your tickets online so that you're not dealing with the drama.
The hassle.
My producer's already, she's already nuts already.
Welcome to LA Theater.
Yes.
Anyway,
thank you. Thank
anyway,
you so
we wish you the best. You know, I loved when you come on, and then the show's gonna be phenomenal. So
I'm
people out there, come.
Yeah,
and you got nice music, good.
Yes.
Director. Anyway, what I was gonna say real quick, because we have a few minutes here, is a couple things about the next shows we're going to be doing. We're going to have some people in the UFO world. See, you like my show.
I know.
And then we're going to talk about a couple issues that, you know, have been interesting in the sense of trafficking.
It's so upsetting to me.
We're going
to
do a show about that. We're hoping to do a show where we'll have people, the homeless, come on.
Wow.
My friend Guy was busy, you know, he wanted to help the homeless. So we're going to have it happen. Because I think you have to, we're a community
show.
You're
going to have them come here, you're going to go there.
Yeah, have them come in. We're all family.
Yes, we are.
And then Christmas, we try to raise money.
Okay.
Because Christmas is not that far away.
I'm telling them fast.
I say, where's the gifts? No, I'm just kidding. But it'll be fun then. One other thing I was going to say is we love having you on. We wish you much success.
Thank you so much.
All right. You have any other questions, my dear?
No, but if you ever decide to do Etta James, I definitely want to come.
Oh, Etta James.
Because I've seen her. I saw her perform for years, and I just, at last, you know, is just goes right through my soul. That's what I used to do for Halloween. I'd show up at school, and they'd go, Miss Elliot, who are you? And I'd have the flower in my hair and everything. I'd say, I'm Etta James. You know she was Italian. I think her mother was Italian, her father was black. Isn't that the story with her? And so they'd all kind of look at me.
You know what's interesting about Etta James? I had a chance to interview her one time, and she was, what you saw is what you got.
Right.
And she told you what you felt, and she died. Who sang with her is the English lady that died of drug. She like Etta James.
Oh, the one with the black.
Yeah, one with the black
hairdo.
What was
her
name?
Amy Winehouse. Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, she was getting. But the sad part with Amy Winehouse is she had such a low esteem. She would have had higher esteem, she would have been here.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
But anyway, please see Billie Holiday and then Etta James. That's another project.
Can I tell you a funny story? Day job, one of my coworkers had children by Etta's son.
Oh,
yeah. God.
And I was like, what? And so she would always talk about Etta James and her life and her being a part of her life because she had this grandchild.
Mm-hmm.
Etta loved her daughter.
Well, Etta James died young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She died relatively. Her son had some drug issues, I understand. But
everybody's,
that's Hollywood. That's
them
part of Hollywood. But you know what's funny about Etta James? Yeah. Is that she got, in her career, certain songs people remember her by.
Yes, that
like Billie
Holiday.
At last.
And she was, to me, the 50s to 60s lady, because that's when she started.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know who they're doing this movie on? Mm-hmm. The one who had a fight with LBJ, the singer. She was an African-American lady, but they didn't like each other. And he would invite her to the White House. It's coming out in a story.
Oh, in that movie that's coming out about him?
Not the movie, they're doing a movie on her.
Oh, on her,
and she ended up.
I thought you were going to talk about
he
which
was,
singer was that? Who was
which
that?
Singer
I don't
we
know.
Talking?
Johnson. Yeah, she had her accent, her voice, and she was on Batman.
Oh, you're talking about.
Oh, yes.
She was on Batman.
Eartha Kitt.
They did a movie on her.
Whoa.
Soon come out. Eartha Kitt sang.
Eartha was amazing.
And you know what happened with Eartha Kitt with LBJ? The story was, LBJ I asked her to go to the White House. Because that's when, you know, that affirmative action. But then he saw her. She said, how come you're not doing more? And that's when they had the split.
Oh, yeah, well.
And that's the whole story with...
LBJ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was on Batman. I just saw her on an old Batman.
She was a Catwoman.
She was
that growl.
Yeah. And by the way, they have... you're talking about Bill Holiday. They have a movie out, and it's the Gotti story, John Gotti. They have the music on.
Wow.
John Gotti,
is that the one with John
Johnny
Travolta?
John Travolta. And they have a song by Billie Holiday. Because, you know, John Gotti liked Billie Holiday. Isn't that interesting?
When I was raised, we were told Italians and blacks were very similar, specialist ladies.
That's right.
Because the cooking and the being kind of like...
Sassy?
when you're in the correct room in the house. Sassy. So it's like, okay, that's good. I'm fine with that.
Oh,
and then, of course, the Jewish people, we're number
of
three.
Of course.
Even though, you know who I met? Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, man.
One day we'll do a show about Sammy Davis. Yeah, Sammy Davis Jr. would look at you and said, what, you can't look at my eye? And he did all he got an Academy Award, not Academy Award, an Emmy when he appeared on All in the Family.
Really?
That one episode.
Oh, I remember that.
You remember that episode?
Oh, my God.
I remember that. Archie's shaking his head. Archie says, oh, whatever. You know? In those days. Anyway, we got to wrap up the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you very much.
We wish you a lot of success.
Oh, my goodness.
And Cassandra, wonderful. Always nice having Cassandra.
Always lovely to be here.
We got to get everybody named here, you know? One last thing. We'll be on next week. We'll have our special show. And we want to thank everyone from Los Angeles to listen to us. And have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.